USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid concerns of growing tensions between the two nations, America's top diplomat meets with his Chinese counterpart.
Those tensions involve international trade, commercial theft, rising human rights violations, China's military aggression, as well as electoral interference of the upcoming elections. Despite those tensions, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the talks with Wang Li were a good first step.
We had a good, productive conversation. As President Trump has said, there are many steps along the way, and we took one of them today. It was another step forward. So this is, I think, a good outcome for all of us.
I'm John Clemens.
Brett Kavanaugh was technically sworn in as a Supreme Court justice after his confirmation on Saturday, but now President Trump's announced that what he says is the official swearing-in will happen this evening at the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Reports are the company that owns the limousine that crashed on Saturday afternoon in upstate New York, killing 20 people, had been cited at least four times in recent years for the condition of some of its vehicles. The crash, called the worst in America since 2009, happened at an intersection next to Lauren Kirby's country store.
The intersection used to be different before, and there were accidents before, but never anything like what's happened in the last few years, and especially yesterday.
18 of the dead were in the vehicle heading for a birthday party, two pedestrians also killed. The NTSB says the driver didn't stop at the intersection, but so far they don't know why. Florida's Governor Rick Scott is urging people in his state to start preparing now for another tropical storm. This time it's named Michael, and the storm is expected to become a hurricane by later today, and Michael could then make landfall as a Category 3 hurricane on Wednesday along the Gulf Coast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another Facebook hoax is making the rounds. This one has users believing their accounts have been cloned, with a message saying that the cloned account has then been making friend requests, and the user is told to forward the message to their friends. The chain reaction has led to thousands and thousands of people receiving the pointless messages. While there have been instances of cloned accounts looking to steal personal info, officials say that's not currently a major problem on that social media site. Former first daughter Barbara Bush is married. The 36-year-old daughter of President George W. Bush tied the knot yesterday with screenwriter Craig Coyne at a secret ceremony at the Bush compound in Maine. Friends and family were in attendance, including both former Presidents Bush. And the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas is today, as it's Columbus Day, a national holiday celebrating the Italian explorer. In observance, most federal offices, banks, and post offices are closed today, but also several towns and cities across the nation don't celebrate it as Columbus Day, but rather they call it Indigenous Peoples Day, to honor the Native Americans that were killed during European colonialism. Some of the cities replacing Columbus Day include Denver, Seattle, Phoenix, Portland, and Albuquerque. Meanwhile, New York's about to have its huge annual Columbus Day parade. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.